This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On the line from Sydney right now, we're probably the best known Irish act since, well, let's be honest, forever. They have produced three platinum selling albums at home, produced two children's television series, represented Ireland 2 years running at Eurovision, and have one of the most dedicated worldwide fan bases you could ever imagine. They're twin brothers. They turn all of 22 next month, mere children. They are John and Edward Grimes, and the whole world knows them as Jedward. Jedward, welcome to Joy.
John Edward, we're here.
I'm so excited to be in Australia. It totally rocks. Sometimes it's rainy, sometimes it's hot. We might just get a tan here. But it's really good being here. We really like being here. When we got here, we've been here for nearly a week. We had an awesome time. And we can't wait to go to Perth. We can't wait to go to Melbourne. And we can't wait. We're already in Sydney, but it's going to be awesome, the tour in November.
All right, so I've got no more questions for you. Thanks, guys.
Guys, it's really, really good because like everyone's real welcoming here. We've been on the TV shows. We've done a lot of crazy stuff here because it's our second time here. But we were here before in the summer, and it was like a lot of demand because all our fans and their stuff were tweeting like Sunrise or tweeting like Kyle and Jackie O, and we've gotten all this stuff. And this time it's more organized. Like we have like a lot of stuff, but we did a lot of interviews. But your interview is really cool, so we can't wait to talk to everybody.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, boys. Now, we know you really well, but there are some people, particularly here in Australia, that perhaps don't know everything about you. Now, when you entered X Factor in the UK in 2009, what originally motivated you to do that?
What originally motivated us was that we wanted to make, like, a different impact, because normally everyone goes onto those shows and they sing, like, Whitney Houston or some massive sing-song. We just wanted to take it back to where it was in pop. People are singing not these big massive songs, singing songs that are like not too hard for people to sing. It's rock. We went rock. And originally, we had all these like, exams in school, and we didn't want to do our exams. We said, "Hey, we might as well do this and see what happens." And then we didn't get through our exams, but we still are learning. So this is what we always wanted to do. We always wanted to do music and producing and writing songs and doing music and stuff like that. But it's great that the way it all turned out, we got to like instead of going to college, we got to like actually do college in real life by having albums, by doing music and everything. So it was really, really great. Yeah.
See, I like that motivation. Get out of school. That's why you did it.
No, okay. We still like school and everything. We were really, really good in school. Like we did it all. We've had a lot of fun. Like we've been to Germany. We've been all over Europe. And we finally are here in Australia. So it's really good because Australia is really, really big here. And it's close. Everyone's going to get to Eurovision and seeing John Edward on stage rocking out, wearing our skinny jeans, changing our outfits, singing our songs, because we have had three albums, so there's a lot of songs. Because sometimes people go on Eurovision and they only have like the Eurovision song. Like we have done a lot of crazy stuff. We performed for Barack Obama, came to Ireland. He said, "Yo, what's up?" And we said hello, and then we ran with the Olympic torch when the Olympics was in the UK. We got to run with the Olympic torch. What are you laughing at?
Well, that's the rest of my questions gone now.
Ask me about them again.
Hey, now I got to say, you've made a couple of TV shows. You've made some fly on the wall documentaries. Is there anything that your dedicated fans don't yet know about you boys?
I just feel like we did Big Brother as well. That was crazy. But I think our fans, they know a lot about us. So I feel like we're like an open book. Like they always like talk to us, and they've got to meet us in airports, and it's always like a real get together or a concert. But I think our fans are really supportive and they're really cool.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, Jedward are on the line with us now. Now, you boys are in Sydney right now, and this, as you said, this is your second promotional visit to Australia this year. Tell us what is the big highlight of Australia so far?
I think when we went to go see koalas and the koala decided to be like a hair person and tried to grab our hair with the big claws. That was real scary but still really memorable. I think Angelina Jolie's here right now, so maybe we might bump into her and say, "Yo, what's up? You want to stop?"
That'll be a highlight if it happens, huh?
Yeah, it'd be really good. But I can't wait to go to Perth and see like all the skylines. And we're planning on going to Bondi Beach and check that out and maybe go surfing.
Well, you'll get a good tan in either Perth or Bondi, so that should be good for you.
Yeah. But I think me and John, like, we usually have like spiky hair, so people recognize us on the street. But sometimes you have flat hair, but people still recognize us. So it's kind of cool when people recognize us on the street and they go, "Whoa, you're Jed Weirden." And then we ask them, "How do you guys know us?" And they just know, but they don't know where they know us from.
Well, that actually brings up an interesting question because, I mean, most people here in Australia probably do know you best from your Eurovision performances, and some people don't know you at all. Have you had any funny experiences where people don't know you while you've been in Australia?
Well, we were in Korea, we were in Chinatown, and they were playing music in the shop, and we went in and turned our iPod on and said, "This is Jed Weirden," and everyone was arriving at a party on the shop. But it's okay when people don't know you. It just means they're missing out. Like we just have to tell them what's happening and update them on who we are, and they know because we've done a lot. But I feel we've been working for our next album because we're going to write all the songs and get a really, really good album. So that'll probably be our first launch here on music. But I think a lot of people know us from Eurovision and social media and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube has seen us somewhere.
Now, we've got to say, you did represent Ireland, obviously, at Eurovision in 2011 and 2012.
2 years in a row.
I know, with Lipstick and Waterline. Come on, boys, which was your favourite year out of the two?
I think my favourite year was Lipstick because that was crazy. Like, we had the red outfits, and the second year was Water, so we had to do that Water. We'd go into that Water like 5 times, so that was kind of crazy, but at least with Lipstick, we didn't have to go into any Water. What was your favourite year?
Well, I have to say, when we were watching it, I do know most of the boys around here liked when you went into the water, so that was very popular.
Yeah, I liked it because it was kind of like having, I think about it, we had a shower literally in front of 300 million people.
In fact, it was at Waterline that was to blame for your pointy hair going flat.
Yeah, because our hair was down that year, but we had spiky hair. We're kind of worried that if we went into the water, it would look real weird with our hair, but no big deal. We've been all over the world. We went to Canada and everywhere. Like, no matter where we go, we always try to rock it as most as we can, and we always give as much as we can. We don't ever, keep it low-key. We always want to, John, we're talking about Waterline, not about, we're in the world. But anyway, we're in Australia. We're happy. It's really good here.
Although, I have to ask, the people need to know, is there a future Jed Wood for Eurovision campaign coming?
Well, if Australia is allowed to enter, we will represent all of you.
I'm going to speak to the people at SBS right now. We want this to happen.
Thinking, why don't they just have a competition here, like an X Factor thing for Eurovision, but then the person gets to perform at halftime or something in Eurovision something like that?
I think that's a good idea.
Because there's that whole issue with you guys aren't in Europe, but it's no big deal, but you could perform at it and it'd be really, really good.
All right. Half of Eurovision's not in Europe either, so it's fine.
I know. A lot of people, because Azerbaijan, that's really far out. the second year we did it, we had to perform on stage at 2 o'clock at night, so the time difference is really weird. So we had to get our sleeping pattern different so we could wake up and perform at that time. But it's really good. We haven't really had jet lag here. But I think we never really suffer from jet lag. We kind of look at we plan it out really, really smartly. So say we're going to Australia and we stay up all, we kind of get our sleeping pattern ready before we go. So we haven't really realized jet lagged here.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Irish superstars Jed Wood are with us now here on Joy 94.9. Now, one of our presenters here at Joy recently tweeted all your fans asking them what questions we should ask you today. But what we want to know is, what question would you ask yourselves?
John, what question we ask ourselves, John? What question we ask ourselves? I don't know, in an interview. Yeah. Have you ever had a treehouse?
And what would Jed Wood answer?
I remember when we were really young, our granddad made us an awesome treehouse, and we used to have it in our back garden. And then I remember we got older, we extended onto it. It was really good treehouse. It was proper. It had carpet and everything in the inside. It's really good.
Hey, now I've got to ask, we have heard this once or twice around the traps, but what is it with you and your fans, with your special code word? Is it 125?
Oh, yeah. We had this video, because every time we get 100,000 followers on Twitter, me and John make a video of us doing something crazy on the beach or in our shorts or whatever. But I remember we did, it was called Sex and I Know It, but we changed to Jackson I Know It. And at 125 in the video, something slips, and our fans call it 125. So I think it's like, it's somewhere down there. So they always say 125. I don't know. It's funny. We only laugh about it because we made the video, but it was whatever. It was so funny. So every time when it's 125, our fans go, it's 125 in a day. or anything like that. But it's like a Jedward inside joke.
All right, so everyone's going to check out all of your the Jex is the word video and get to 125.
My job for tonight.
Righto, we'll do that. Hey, let's talk about the music now. One thing I'd want to know is what are John and Edward actually listening to right now?
Right now we're listening to 30 Seconds to Mars. We really like 30 Seconds to Mars, like the whole rock vibe. We're listening to all the dance songs, all the Kesha and all... Foo Fighters, Led Zeppelin, we listen to Eric Clapton, we listen to the Beatles. Okay, John, we listen to all the normal music. We listen to all the kind of rock bands, and then we also listen to like Get Lucky and all the songs and Blurred Line.
So you're very big on pretty much everything that's now and current in music.
Yeah, we like Coldplay as well.
So yeah, you definitely like a little bit of the rock side of it.
Yeah, I like that type of music that has really good lyrics and has, like, you know, like Bittersweet Symphony that has, like, real nice music in the background and words.
All right, now you're on Joy 94.9. We are speaking with Jedward right now. Now, you've produced 3 albums in 3 years. Where next in terms of music for Jedward?
Well, our last 3 albums, they're all done really fast. They weren't, like, we had an album every single year. But the next album, we're going to be like, it's really more developed. It's going to be more richer content on it, like more lyrics, more tattooable lyrics. It's going to be like different concepts. We're going to get like the whole album is going to be all written by us. We're going to get like work with different producers and like, maybe Jorg Elfstan or like different people to kind of make our ideas reality. Because like it's so weird when you write a song, you can go into a studio and get people to produce and you come up with a basic melody, but then everything else is added on, it makes the song even better. So probably the new year.
So you're actually looking at a new album in the new year?
Yeah, or like late this year, early new year.
Okay, all right, cool. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Now, of course,
like, our fans are really good. Like they always like support us. They're always like during you guys, like they always like tweet you, and they tweet like loads of radios, and they tweet like loads of media. So they're like a Jet Army.
Oh yes, we know that. I've never had more tweets than from Jedward fans.
It's like an explosion of like, Jedward are going to be in the studio. Whoa, really? Yeah. And we even see it on Twitter, and we're like, whoa, that's a lot of tweets.
Yeah.
But it's real good. Like, and then when we tweet someone, then they go all out. Like they go like tweet crazy.
yes.
Now, we've got to say, we are getting excited that you are coming back here to Australia in late November to perform for your Australian fans for the very first time. What can we and all the rest of the Jedward fans expect in your Jedward show?
You can expect a lot of Jedward really up close. You can expect a lot of, like, over 2 hours of Jedward. You can expect us singing all the songs from our albums. We'll do cover songs as well. Like, if you don't know all our songs, you'll know them. Like, maybe, like, the latest hits, in November, we'll learn them and sing them on stage. You expect to sing like acoustic songs, like on guitar. John plays guitar, and we'll be singing them live. And everything's like, going to be real cool. It's going to be a real cool live show, and everyone's going to be rocking out. You can expect a lot of crowd interaction. And there's fans from everywhere traveling to all the different shows, and these are going to be our first concerts in Australia. But who knows, maybe in 2 years we might be doing arenas, but you guys can say you're the first to be at Jedward concert, the Enmore Theatre or Perth or Melbourne, so... Get excited.
Oh, we're getting excited. Jedward are touring Australia in late November. Their Melbourne performance is at the Palais Theatre, Saturday, November 30. Tickets are available from Ticketmaster. John and Edward, thanks for joining
us.
Tickets are available. Yes, they are. John and Edward, thanks for joining us here today on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, no problem. You guys rock.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.